Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
Were you getting lonely?
Nobody, yeah. 2 minutes to start time, nobody's here. Are you an attorney?
No, I'm not.
What is your name?
William Duncan.
And who are you with?
Division of Public Utilities.
Okay, you're going to be the witness.
I'm the witness.
Who's going to be your attorney?
Justin Jetter.
Okay. Jetter.
Yes.
Now, he probably doesn't have to present evidence first, right?
No, probably the company first.
Yeah. Okay. Yes. Are you gentlemen going to be witnesses? No.
We're just observers.
Okay. Will you just tell me your name just in case, starting on the left?
Fred Matt. Fred, F-R-E-D. Matt, M-A-S-S.
Hi, Gary Witteberg, W-I-D-E-R-B-U-R-G. We're both on the commission.
Okay.
Is anyone on the line? Is anyone on the phone?
Yes, Tom Ford.
Tom?
Yes, Thomas Ford.
And say your last name for me again.
Ford, F-O-R-T-D.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Ready to begin?
Oh, sure.
Okay. And Mr. Ford, are you ready to begin?
Yes.
Okay, very good. For the record, today is Monday, April 25th, 2016. It is 2 o'clock in the afternoon. This is the date and time set for the hearing in docket numbers 16-2431-01 and 16-2452-01. This docket brings forward three different requests. The first request is to amend the Certificate of Public Convenience and Necessity of Matrix Telecom, Inc. The certificate was issued to the entity as a corporation, and it has restructured now and is operating as a limited liability company. Second, there's a petition for leave to transfer the customers of TNCI Operating Company LLC to Matrix Telecom LLC. And finally, there's a petition to cancel the Certificate of Public Convenience and Necessity of TNCI Operating Company LLC. Let's go ahead and get appearances on the record for the division.
Thank you, Your Honor. For the division, I'm Justin Jetter, and I represent the Utah Division of Public Utilities. With me at council table is Bill Duncan, manager of the Water and Telecommunications section within the Division of Public Utilities.
Thank you. And Mr. Ford, are you representing both Matrix and TNCI?
Yes, I am. A consultant to both companies.
All right.
Sir, could you speak up a little bit?
Yes, yeah, so we go off the record. I have a air conditioning duct above my head, and it may sound like I'm not talking loud. That's why. I was going to go on speaker, but I can't. But I will try harder.
Okay, and I'm going to push a microphone right sort of down onto the telephone, and then maybe that will help as well. All right. The division has filed a memorandum in this docket recommending approval. So let's go ahead and go to the division. Do you have a witness today?
Yes, division would like to call and have sworn in Mr. William Duncan.
Mr. Duncan, do you swear to tell the truth in this proceeding?
Yes, I do.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Mr. Duncan, would you please state your name and occupation for the record?
Yes, my name's William Duncan. I'm manager of the telecommunications and water section of the Division of Public Utilities.
Thank you. And in the course of your employment with the Division of Public Utilities, have you had the opportunity to review the application filed by the joint applicants in this docket?
Yes.
And are you familiar with a filing titled memorandum filed by the Division of Public Utilities dated April 13th, 2016?
Yes.
Is everything that is contained in that memorandum still correct today?
Yes, it is.
Is there anything you'd like to change or amend?
No.
And would you adopt that as your testimony today?
Yes.
And finally, just to make the record clear, is it accurate that the division recommends acknowledgement of the name change of Matrix Telecom LLC?
Yes.
Allowal of the transfer of control?
Yes.
And approval of the cancellation of the CPCN for TNCI operating company?
Yes.
And finally, are you aware of any opposition to this transaction or approval of any of the three requested items?
No.
Do you believe that approval would be just reasonable in the public interest?
Yes.
And I have no further questions for Mr. Duncan.
Mr. Fort, do you have any questions for the division?
No, I do not.
And Mr. Fort, will you be testifying today, or do you have a witness that you're going to call?
I will be testifying on behalf of the company.
And do you swear to tell the truth?
Yes, I do.
All right, go ahead and put on the record whatever it is you'd like the commission to consider.
Yes, Matrix Telecom has made a nationwide conversion from an incorporated company to an LLC. As part of that conversion, and subsequent to that conversion, they are also transferring the customers of a sister company, TNCI Operating Company, LLC, into Matrix Telecom, LLC, and then canceling all the certificates of TNCI Operating Company across the country. This is just one in the step of all the states that we are filing for.
Mr. Jetter, do you have any questions for Mr. Fort?
I have no questions, Your Honor. Thank you.
I just wanted to verify a couple of things, Mr. Fort. Sometimes when we see these transfers, we also have documents showing that there's been a filing with the FCC. Is this transfer not one that requires FCC approval or notice?
It does not require approval. There was a notice provided to
okay.
the FCC since it was a pro forma internal transfer.
Okay, thank you. And then I just also wanted to verify on the record that TNCI will no longer be engaging in any public telecommunications operations. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay. Then I think I have what I need. If there's nothing else from either party, I think we can close this hearing from the division. Good.
Nothing else.
Mr. Fort, anything else from you?
No, thank you.
All right. I do have an order pre-drafted, and so it should issue pretty promptly. And with that, I'll thank you all, and we'll close the hearing.
Thank you.
I was at lunch with a friend. I said, yeah, these generally